Indiana.edu/careers.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And just a few moments away from Wisconsin Rapids baseball here on WFHR, I'm Austin Thomas, welcoming you back in to tonight's broadcast, the pregame show. We're going to finish it up and lead right on in to first pitch. And for the Rafters, you got to take a look at their starting lineup. But before we get to that, let's take a look at the Wausau Woodchucks. They're going to be leading off the same man as yesterday, Ryan Pruitt, who will be in right field. Josh McClintock, he bats second at third base. Charlie Longmire batting third as the designated hitter. Dylan Schlotterbeck is batting cleanup. He's at shortstop. Easton Bryant is at first base. He bats fifth. Keegan Jerschley is the second baseman batting sixth. Jake Weatherspoon is at catcher batting seventh. Zach Knowlton is the left fielder batting eighth. And Christian Smith-Johnson, who ended last night's game, he bats ninth and closes out the starting lineup. They're going to be brought out by Everett Swaim, who I'll get back to you a little bit more after we take a quick pause here to listen in to the national anthem at Athletic Park. And the national anthem over with here at Wausau, Wisconsin. And that means just one thing. Baseball is just moments away here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. And taking a look now at the Rafters starting lineup, they're going to be led off by Jack Guerrero in left field. Drew Thompson, who started yesterday's game on the mound, he's batting second and playing first base today. A little bit of an interesting lineup move, and well, he was absolutely smoking the ball in batting practice, and well, we know what he can do from his collegiate two-way play. Batting third, it's Ashton Zacher, the designated hitter. Batting fourth, it's Royce Clayton Jr., who's been on a tear himself in center field. Hiroto Kobayashi bats fifth in right field. Noah Ruiz is at second base, batting sixth. Luke Skinner's at third base, batting seventh. Nick Adrian back into the starting lineup. He's behind the plate and batting eighth. And J.J. Garcia closes out the starting lineup. He's at shortstop, batting ninth. The Rafters are led out by Alejandro Morales for today's game. Morales comes from Cal State Los Angeles, a guy who's been with a couple of different schools over his collegiate career. And Everett Swaim for Wausau, he comes here from Chandler Gilbert College. He's currently in the transfer portal right now looking for a new home. So these two guys going to be going head-to-head in the game, and excited to see how it's going to go. When you look at the Rafters right now, over the last two games, their pitching, it's been a story told by a lot of free passes, unfortunately. 37 free passes in the last two games, and 19 in the last game, including 6 hit-by-pitches and 13 base-on-balls. And in the other game, it was 16 walks and 2 hit-by-pitches. So they've got to make sure that they're finding their spots today, hoping to lower that number for the rematch against Wausau. But either way, they were able to win yesterday's game, and that was thanks to some heavy hitting. 3 home runs in the game, 5 extra base hits as a team. 2 of those came from Clayton on doubles. 3 home runs, all from different players, and each of them from different guys. The first of them, Jack Guerrero, who's stepping up to the plate right now. Guerrero had the second home run of the game, and Luke Skinner, the first, the third one. Of course, Noah Ruiz, who I just talked to in the pregame show. And here at 6:06 p.m., we are ready to go. The left-handed batter versus the right-handed pitcher. The first pitch is a little low for ball number one to Guerrero. Guerrero, the left fielder today for Wisconsin Rapids, trying to keep up his hot spell that he had last game, as this pitch misses a little low for ball number two. So 2-0 count to the man from James Madison University. Guerrero last game went 2-for-5 against the Woodchucks. Had 2 RBIs, both on that home run, as that pitch misses inside, and it's a 3-0 count. And that's one of the things that you always see from Guerrero. He stays patient from the plate no matter what. I've been harping this every single time that I can, because he's just got a professional approach at the plate. 3-0 count. Just watches that one go across for strike number one. Brings it to a 3-1 count for the left fielder. Guerrero has had a pretty good start to the season, trying to keep it rolling for Wisconsin Rapids, as this pitch misses high, and that's ball number four, so a leadoff walk for the Rafters is Jack Guerrero. Steps on first base, and it brings up Drew Thompson for his first plate appearance of the season. And this is one that he's been looking forward to. I was talking to him earlier today on the bus ride here, and he said, yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready to get to show off my stuff, kind of prove that I can go two ways. Runner on first base, nobody out. The first pitch to Thompson misses outside for ball number one. And the Rafters were able to get in on the hit parade yesterday, but they were also able to still pull a few walks, and being patient at the plate is something that they're hoping to kind of ensue on their team, as that pitch is called strike for a 1-1 count. Thompson started yesterday's game. He was a right-handed pitcher who ended up going 3 innings before he was pulled, allowed 4 runs, and I was a little disappointed in that, as this one comes inside, and that almost hit him, but looks like they're going to say no. It just barely avoided his shirt, and it moves to a 2-1 count. Talking about shirts, the Rafters in their cranberry red jerseys with the light gray pants. Thompson with black gloves on and the black helmet. The 2-1 count is on the outside edge for strike number two, and we're back at an even count. And Drew Thompson, a guy from North Central Texas College, he's been great there. This one's hit to the opposite side of the infield, but it hits off of the foot of the leadoff man, Jack Guerrero. So Guerrero is out, and Thompson is in at first base. Runner's interference doesn't happen all too often. So that's going to go in the scorebooks as 4 unassisted. And it's interesting because we saw almost the same thing happen already earlier in the season. So a runner on first base with 1 away. The runner on first is Drew Thompson. It brings up the lefty Ashton Zacher. This first pitch inside, it gets away from the man behind the plate. Thompson over to second base, and the Rafters have a runner in scoring position here in the top of the first. Zacher with a 1-0 count. Now the designated hitter for the Rafters. He's looking to get that man on second home, and Zacher's been off to a strong start of the season. 3 catchers listed on the roster for Wisconsin Rapids. Only one of them, though, Zacher, had collegiate experience. And time called as the pitch clock was called a pitch clock violation. So it's now a 2-0 count after the pitch clock violation goes against Everett Swaim. Runner on second, 2-0 count with 1 away. Here's the pitch from Swaim as that misses low, and it's a 3-0 count in danger of offering up his second base on balls. Trying to avoid that, and you just got to expect he's going to attack the strike zone on this pitch. Rafters would be A-OK with putting runners on first and second. This pitch just going to go right across home plate for strike number 1. Zacher from the College of Southern Nevada, a commit to the University of Nevada. Trying to make that switch to Division I. He's working in the Northwoods League to see if he can get that experience as this pitch misses low for ball number 4, and that's another walk here in the first inning. So the Rafters, runners on first and second with only 1 away, and it brings up maybe the hottest batter on the team, Royce Clayton Jr. And he could not get out last game, went 4-for-5 from the plate. 2 of those hits were for extra bases, both doubles. Scored 3 runs throughout the night, and he's ready to keep that rolling along here. He's been feeling like he's been piecing them up every single time, as here's a breaking ball, and that had a lot of horizontal action, dropping it on the inside edge of the strike zone. So an 0-1 count to Clayton. Clayton in center field today. Runners on first and second with 1 away. Still no runs here in the top of the first. Swaim fires, and a breaking ball that gets Clayton to have a big swing and a miss. He was way ahead on that one, sitting fastball, and just back-to-back breaking balls. You don't really see that all too often. So now we've got an 0-2 count with 1 away. Clayton at the plate. Breaking ball, this time he hits it into right field, but should be playable. No, it's misread. Did he make the catch? He didn't. It hits off the warning track. Clayton is a little too far off of first, but nobody was covering the bag, so he's able to make it back in time, and the bases are loaded. A huge opposite field hit from Royce Clayton Jr. that bounces off the warning track, but only ends up being a single. And you look at Drew Thompson, he was kind of staying halfway up that second to third line, waiting to see if it was caught or not, and at first kind of looked like it was. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with the bases loaded and 1 away. Right-handed batter versus the righty pitcher. The first one misses low for ball 1. Kobayashi in right field tonight, as he has been all 3 games so far. For game number 4 now, he's back out there, and he has been swinging a hot bat as well. And you just love the approach that he's been taking at the plate. He leads the team in on-base percentage. Up over 580 as the pitch goes right across the plate on the 1-0 and brings it back even. Hiroto Kobayashi, a guy who comes from Lewis Clark State College, but focused on academics this past year. I was talking to him as well on the bus ride back, and that pitch missing outside, 2-1 count, and great guy to talk to. He's very humble when you talk to him. Of course, he's a guy who came over to America from Japan. 2-1 count. Misses away, and it's quickly a 3-1 count. And still getting adjusted to Wisconsin Rapids, but he's had a little bit of time in the town. He got here 2 weeks before the start of the season. 3-1 count with one away. Bases loaded. Here's the payoff. This one's hit into right field. That gets down for a hit. One run will score. Hiroto Kobayashi's over to first, but Zacher's going to stay at third. So the bases remain loaded. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the first. RBI single for Kobayashi, and that is three straight runners that have reached base safely. And they keep that offense rolling along as they had hoped. And they were feeling good after last night's win, their first of the season, and it was smiles all around after the game. The new field manager for the Rafters, Tom Ziglowski, we call him Ziggy all the time. You've heard it. You've heard him plenty of times. So that pitch misses for ball number one to Noah Ruiz. But it was Ziggy's first win as a head coach of any type. So he was so happy. And if you had tuned into the Northwoods League Plus broadcast, you would have seen his post-game interview, all smiles. Super hyped up as that pitch is in there for strike number one. 1-1 count. And I feel like I'm avoiding talking about Noah Ruiz right now. It's hard to because he's been so good this season as well as a breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. We got a 1-2 count for Ruiz. Ruiz had that clutch home run. He was our pregame guest of the show. I think I messed up those words somehow, but he was on the show for the pregame. And he was a great talk. And he's a very personable guy, and that pitch outside for ball number two, 2-2 count here. And kind of celebrating after a big win yesterday, him with really the rest of the team there after the game, and walked in with them as this one is fouled back, and you could hear him from the locker room kind of, woo! I mean, how can you not be excited after that? It was an exciting game, and Ruiz a huge part of it. It was a 10-9 game in the eighth inning yesterday when Ruiz hit the three-run shot over the left field wall. 2-2 count. This one's off the end of the bat to the right side of the infield. Not picked up by Swaim. He's unable to contain it. His glove falls off. Everyone is safe, moving one base forward, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Brings up Luke Skinner, and the offense clicking right now. Everything going the Rafters' way, and hey, they're not going to complain. So a quick meeting here between Jake Weatherspoon and Everett Swaim as they discuss how things are going. Officially in the scorebook, that reach from Noah Ruiz is considered an error. So that will be an unearned run at the moment. But still only one out here, and the Rafters will take every single base runner that they can get because we know that this game could get up there in the score. Woodchucks put up 11 runs yesterday, so scoring two in the first, that's not going to hold you over for the game. First pitch here on the outside edge to Skinner for strike number one. Swaim still dealing out there, but again, his pitch count is all the way up at 30 right now. So if he goes five more pitches, then Swaim isn't going to be returning for the second inning. 0-1 count to the lefty, misses outside, and it's 1-1. So big danger for the Woodchucks is they're going to have to go to the bullpen early, it seems like, unless they can get a couple of quick outs here. Bases are loaded with one away, so a double play would end the frame, but Skinner will just watch that one go across the plate for strike number two. 1-2 count with one away, bases loaded. Luke Skinner had a three-run shot yesterday that put the Rafters up 5-3. Back in the first inning. First inning again here against the Woodchucks and hoping to do the same thing, but that pitch misses inside. Skinner on the season, batting 200. And the 2-2, this one's hit into center field. It's into the shallow. It's blooping, dropping, and it hits the grass. It lands safely. Runner advancing from second to third was a late start, though, and he's not in time. Oh, yes, he was. Umpires call him safe at third, as that should have been a force out at third because Kobayashi was staying on second, waiting to tag up. A run will score regardless, as Royce Clayton Jr. was rushing home on that. But they called Hiroto Kobayashi safe at third after avoiding the tag, and maybe the foot of third baseman Josh McClintock wasn't on the bag when he tried to apply the tag. And so the umpire discussing this with Woodchuck's manager, and now they're going to have an umpire's meeting to see if they're going to change the call over there. As, you know, looking at the play first time, I thought Kobayashi was out. It looked like the ball beat him to the bag. But we're going to wait and see what the umpires have to say here. Either way, Luke Skinner is going to be on first base. Ruiz is going to second base. Clayton came home to score. It's 3-0 Rafters. And they are going to call him out at third. And I agree with that call, unfortunately. But Ziggy's going to walk out and talk with the umpires to get the official explanation here. And I assume that, I mean, that's a kind of the heat of the moment thing. And third base umpire over there, Leo Dlatt, made the call, and probably the right call nonetheless, but plenty of time taken in between pitches here nonetheless. So it's going to end up being a fielder's choice, 8-5. I don't know if I've ever seen an 8-5 fielder's choice in my scorebook before, but yet here we are. So Luke Skinner on first, Noah Ruiz on second, Hiroto Kobayashi is thrown out at third, and Royce Clayton Jr. comes home to score as Nick Adrian will step up to the plate. Right-handed batter from Gardner-Webb University. He sat out his true freshman season there. Now has a chance with runners on first and second and two away. This pitch on the outside edge for strike number one. And Adrian, just two games ago, he got his first experience in the Northwoods League, and well, not a memorable one. He had a lot of pressure on him. He was chosen as the beer batter of the game, as this pitch on the 0-1, a breaking ball that drops in there for strike two, and as the beer batter of the game, ended up striking out four times. Now trying to avoid that with an 0-2 count here. Really, he'd feel like a huge weight comes off his shoulders if he's able to make contact and put one into play, but fouls this one back, so he'll stay alive at the plate. Adrian is the catcher tonight, and that's for first time this season. The other time that Adrian got the start, he was the designated hitter, so Adrian going to see if he can show off the ability defensively. As here's a breaking ball that misses behind Adrian. It gets away. The runner taking off from second to third. He slides in, and he is out. Noah Ruiz tried taking off, but he slid and started slowing down before he got to the bag, and that allowed the tag to be placed. So Ruiz is caught stealing for the third time this season, and that does it for the first inning. However, the Rafters are able to add three runs on two hits. There was also an error in the frame, and they leave one runner left on base. It's 3-0 Rafters in the middle of the first. We'll return after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, bottom of the first after an eventful top half of the inning, and it'll be Alejandro Morales' turn to see what he can do for the Raptors. Morales getting his first start of the season, and gonna see what he can put up here. Morales, a guy who comes over after getting a little bit of experience in a few different places, but he's mostly been a bullpen arm throughout his career. Started one game for Cal State LA this past year. The previous year at Mount San Antonio, he started two games. And the previous year at Riverside College, Morales saw just seven innings of work in seven games, all out of the bullpen. As this one misses low for ball number one to Ryan Pruitt. So this one, just his fourth start of his career right now. At least collegiately in an organized league. The 1-0 count from Morales is in there for strike number one. And now 1-1 count. Morales, a left-handed pitcher. It's the first lefty of the season that the Raptors has put up here. We've got a lefty-lefty matchup to start. Pruitt, the right fielder, as this pitch misses low for ball number two. Morales, you know, the scouting report on him, he's a guy that's going to induce a lot of ground ball action. Try to put the ball in play. 2-1 count. This one is popped foul and out of play down the left field line. Skinner giving it some chase, but it's going to hit the stands. And looks like that's one of the Raptors interns over there, Ryan Williams, picking that ball up, and he gives it off to a fan. Good job, Ryan. Called him out on the broadcast there. He'll listen back to this clip. A couple of the Raptors intern crew coming out to this game, supporting Wisconsin Rapids as this first pitch is fouled back. The first strike was fouled back. Now it's two strikes. 2-2 count for Pruitt. And this one hits the bat. No, they're going to say that hit his wrist, so it's a hit by pitch, and it made kind of the sound like it hits the end of the bat, but it looked like he just threw off his elbow guard right there where it just made contact with, and that kind of gives it the sound of hitting the bat. So a hit by pitch on the first batter of the frame, and Wausau's working with a leadoff runner again, kind of matching what the Raptors did back in the first, although the Raptors, Jack Guerrero took first on a base on balls. And hold on one second here. It was a pitch was thrown there by Morales. And, well, sorry, I was kind of looking down at my scorebook real quick. Morales was ready to go. He threw a pitch, but the ump wasn't ready over there at first. He had called time, and so Morales threw a pitch that did not count, even though it got away. So now we will do the first pitch to Josh McClintock. McClintock, the third baseman for the Woodchucks. Runner on first, nobody out. This one is hit high in the air down the right field line. Should reach foul territory, and it does. Given chase by Kobayashi, and he wasn't close enough to be able to make a play on it. McClintock, he joins the Woodchucks from Western Illinois Dodge City Community College as well as this first pitch. The 0-1 misses low and brings it to a 1-1 count. So a 1-1 count here. Nobody out. Runner on first base for the Woodchucks, who are trying to avoid losing three in a row, as I mentioned in the pregame, as this one misses low for ball number two. And Morales trying to avoid these early season jitters. And we've seen it in a couple of pitchers this season. A lot of times that first game will really take a lot out of you. You got those nervous jitters, and oh, what a great pickoff move over to first. The throw down to second is just in time. A high throw, but Ruiz able to apply the tag. So it's 1-3-4 on the caught stealing. And Ryan Pruitt is out. 2-1 count now with one away and bases empty in the bottom of the first. That's an impressive play over there with the pickoff move, and well, that's what's going to make a lefty so dangerous here, is that pitch misses low to bring it to a 3-1 count. But still, it's important for Morales to find his spot as the 3-1 misses low, and it's another free pass here. Story of the game, that's what the Rafters really have to work on. They have to make sure that they lower those free passes, not doing what they were hoping to early on. But really, you've just got to get scoreless frames. You've got to limit damage as much as you can. And if you're able to do that, you know, a walk here and there won't hurt you. But that has been the problem for them, as they haven't been able to limit the damage from the walks. As a breaking ball misses low and outside for ball number one to Charlie Longmire. Longmire, a left-handed batter from the Woodchucks. Longmire, a guy from the University of Evansville, as this pitch misses low for ball number two. The designated hitter for tonight had a pretty nice game yesterday. Well, he did pick up a hit. But really, when I say nice game, he scored three runs. Went 1-for-4 from the plate, drew a walk, drew a hit by pitch. This one misses low, and it's a 3-0 count. So Longmire certainly saw the base paths. He also stole a base, and you talk about stolen bases. I think that's why that stealing is so huge, the pickoff over at first, because it avoids those stolen bases being so common. That's one of the things that Ziggy was telling me earlier today, is that they got to limit the traffic moving base to base. 7 stolen bases in the game yesterday. Wausau leads the league in stolen bases with 22. Next closest was 17. That's the entire Northwoods League. As this pitch misses low, it's ball number 4, and back-to-back base on balls after a hit by pitch. 3 straight runners have reached safely, and Morales really has to find his spot now. Really hoping to get things going his way, but it's going to take a little bit of work to find his spot. Right-handed batter now up at the plate, Dylan Schlotterbeck. First pitch misses low, and it's ball number 1. And it was 4 straight balls to Longmire. He's thrown 9 of his last 10 pitches for balls, but there he gets a strike right at the knees and brings the count back even at 1-1. So a 1-1 count, runners on first and second, one away in the bottom of the first inning. This pitch misses low, and it's ball number 2. Nick Adrian was up and ready to fire down just in case of a stolen base. The lead runner is Josh McClintock. McClintock, a speedy guy. Everyone on this Wausau team is. 2-1 misses low again, and it's all of a sudden a 3-1 count. And Morales has to start finding the strike zone here, or Rafters could be in some trouble. Going back to last game, McClintock did steal a base, but doesn't have to, as this one is hit into right field. Kobayashi plays it off the bounce, throws it back into the cutoff man, Ruiz, and the bases are loaded with a single from Dylan Schlotterbeck. And that's why that caught stealing was so huge right now, because four straight runners have reached base safely for the Woodchucks. And that would be a free run scored had it not been for the caught stealing. But now Easton Bryan at the plate, left-handed batter up against the lefty pitcher. First pitch is a big swing and a miss. That's strike number one on a breaking ball that was tailing low and outside. Easton Bryant, not a guy who was in yesterday's lineup. And Bryant, a guy who hits this one off the mound. It's a flip from Ruiz to short. Garcia back to first in time. Inning-ending double play. 4-6-3 on the DP, and that does it for the first inning. A huge way to get out of the jam from Alejandro Morales, and it is still a 3-0 Rafters lead. No runs scored there on one hit. They leave two stranded on no errors. And we'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And thanks for tuning in to Rafters baseball tonight. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. I'm Austin Thomas, your radio broadcaster for the game. And, well, on the first inning, it was 38 pitches for Everett Swaim, and that crossed the 35-pitch margin that's necessary to mean that he could not return. So they are moving to the bullpen, the Woodchucks sending out Carter White to get to work out here. And White, a guy who comes from Lincoln Memorial University, currently in the transfer portal, and this will be his first appearance for the Woodchucks, and hoping to make himself a notable player. See how much he can do after just one inning of action from Swaim was not what they were hoping for. For the Rafters, though, Morales still feeling pretty good. He threw 22 pitches in that first inning, and, well, it was a little bit of a rough one, but a caught stealing and a double play is what they needed to avoid getting scored on despite loading the bases with one away. So now the Rafters up 3-0, and it's Nick Adrian who steps back up to the plate after the last inning ended on the caught stealing, and the first pitch, a swing and a miss from the right-handed Adrian to make it an 0-1 count. Adrian, a second chance here. He was down in the count 0-2 last frame, and going to have a possibility to bring the lead up here is that pitch misses inside, and now a 1-1 count. So that's a little more favorable for Adrian, who is trying to get back on the right track. This just his second appearance of the season for the Rafters. Sat game one, sat game three, but did play in game two. Maybe a road dog mentality. As this one is pieced in the air into right field, should be easily catchable, and it is for out number one. Ryan Pruitt coming down with the catch, and there's one away here in the top of the second. J.J. Garcia stepping up to the plate and hoping to keep a hot bat going alive right now. And J.J. Garcia, he reached base three times in yesterday's game, and he's apparently the beer batter of the game here, so we'll see if he can step up to the pressure as this one is fouled off his foot and grimacing in pain as the right-hander walks out of the batter's box. Takes a few times and an 0-1 count for Garcia. Garcia from Stephen F. Austin and El Paso College. Trying to keep improving. He's a commit to UCF. As here, the 0-1 ripped down to third base, but the hot corner is there. He's going to throw the long across the diamond for out number two. 5-3, and Garcia, high exit velo on there, but couldn't quite get it in a spot where he was going to pick up a hit. So, once again, Garcia still avoiding getting those hits, and despite getting the barrel of the bat, and funnily enough, talk about barreling a pitch, and I'd consider that one barreled. I don't know exactly if the advanced statistics would agree with me, as this one's hit up the middle on first pitch from Guerrero, and that's on through for a single. So a two-out hit, and Jack Guerrero's back on base for the second time today, and well, with two outs early in the game, yesterday the Rafters did a pretty good job. All five of the Rafters' first inning runs came on a two-out rally. The first two batters of the frame were retired, and then Rafters really turned it around. Next five runners all scored, as this one is a swing and a miss as it's fouled back and brings it to an 0-1 count. Maybe a foul tip on there. Drew Thompson, the first baseman, up to the plate. I say first baseman, he's a two-way player. Runner on first is Guerrero, and Thompson swings and misses, and might have been sitting on a fastball, but it broke and slowed down right at the end, so brings it to an 0-2 count. Carter White on the mound. Left-handed pitcher is going to be off the end of the bat towards the right side of the infield, and the first baseman will step on the bag himself, and that will do it for this first inning of action. Three unassisted in the books, and in the second inning, no runs on one hit. They leave one stranded. And it's still 3-0 Rafters in the middle of the second. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And we bring you back to Athletic Park here from Wausau, Wisconsin, as the Rafters, having a 3-0 advantage, are going to turn back to Alejandro Morales, who's going to see if he can locate the zone a little bit better in this frame. Morales did struggle. He walked two batters and hit another with a pitch back in the first, then allowed a single, and despite the first four base runners all reaching, there was not a run scored by the Woodchucks, thanks to a caught stealing on a pickoff move from Alejandro Morales. We'll see if he can keep the runners from reaching base in the first place. He's going to start off with the six-hole man. It's Keegan Jurschley for Wausau. Jurschley batting sixth in the order. He's the second baseman for the Woodchucks, and going to see what he can do as he will step up ready to go. Jurschley, he's a freshman from South Dakota State, a native of Wausau, so trying to show off in front of his hometown crowd. That would be a nice little story there, although Morales going to hope to say otherwise. Right-handed batter versus the lefty pitcher, and it's on the outside edge for strike number one here in the second inning. Back in the first inning, the top of the first, the Rafters managed all three of their runs as the 0-1 misses outside for ball one, brings it back even. In that first inning, it was an RBI single from Hiroto Kobayashi, and then Noah Ruiz reaching on an error, sending home another run. That pitch is going to miss as well for ball number two, 2-1 count. And then the third run came across on a fielder's choice. That's what it went in the books as. It would have been a single, but Hiroto Kobayashi thought it was going to get caught, so he stayed at second base and wasn't able to get to third before the throw came in from center field. Is that pitch again going to miss, and we're back to a 3-1 count. The 3-1 misses low, and there is another walk here. And the Rafters really struggling right now with location, not just Morales, but as a team. And gonna see how that is gonna change. And a couple of pitchers that have done well. You saw Brennan Cohen, Jaffet Martinez, both of them have kind of limited those walks out of the bullpen, but really all of the starters so far have struggled finding their spots as that pitch misses low for ball number one to Jake Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon, the right-handed batter, trying to see what he can get going as that pitch misses outside as well, 2-0 count. Nick Adrian had popped up ready to try and throw the runner out, but Jurschley stayed on first. 2-0 for Weatherspoon as a pickoff attempt back to first just keeps him on the bag, as could be expected on what you'd be looking for. And looking back at yesterday's game, Jurschley one for four in the game. He had two, strike number one. And Jurschley, the guy over on first base. Jake Weatherspoon was batting eighth in the order yesterday. Weatherspoon, the guy at the plate, he puts this one into left field. That's going to get down for a hit. Over in left today for the first time is Jack Guerrero. The throw in! They got him out at third! What a throw from Jack Guerrero, who's playing outfield for the first time in his career, and he just nails the runner at third. My goodness! What a play! And he was playing first base yesterday. Not a guy that really even has thought about playing the outfield. But he's looking like a natural out there. And that is a beautiful play. So it goes in as a single for Jake Weatherspoon. Jurschley advancing to second and then thrown out at third, trying to extend it to another base. So it brings up Zach Knowlton, the right-handed batter, with one away and a runner on first. Morales misses this pitch inside for ball number one. And the craziest thing is that we're through one and a third innings pitched, and only one batter has been retired so far, at the plate at least, as this misses low for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count, and we see six batters reach base safely and only one recorded out at the plate. You'd feel pretty good about the offense, but still no run scored for the Woodchucks as this pitch misses low again. It's a 3-0 count to Zach Knowlton. Christian Smith Johnson on deck. He's the nine-hole batter, which would bring it back to the top of the order for Ryan Pruitt. Knowlton did not play in yesterday's game, as that pitch is right across the middle for strike number one. 3-1 count to the right-handed batter. And Knowlton from Central Michigan, a native of Olathe, Kansas, as that pitch misses as well. And another runner going to reach base safely. He takes the base walk over there, and you got to start wondering if the Rafters are going to get that bullpen going early on, and it looks like they are. A little bit of movement over there. I don't see anybody throwing, but I see some players standing around and maybe get a couple pitches. Obviously, you'd love Morales to go a little more than this, but a bunt attempt is off the foot of Smith Johnson, and so it's going to be a foul ball for the center fielder. 0-1 count. Runners on first and second. Runner on first is Zach Knowlton. The runner on second, Jake Weatherspoon. Up next, Ryan Pruitt. He's on deck. With only one away, Morales trying to get out of this one, and it's hit right over and into the gap, right across the glove of Noah Ruiz into center field, but they're going to hold him up at third base, so the bases are loaded after another hit, a single from Christian Smith Johnson. So, one time through the batting order, only one batter has been retired, but still no runs scored from Wausau. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Three hits, four walks, and a hit by pitch, as the first pitch here to Ryan Pruitt is going to miss low and away for ball number one. But the Rafters picking up a double play, a caught stealing, a runner thrown out, trying to advance to third on a single. 1-0 pitch misses in the dirt for ball number two. Count now from the lefty Morales, coming out as a start here, but of course you want to play the lefty at some point. You don't want just all righty pitchers to be your starters, so putting Morales into the rotation was the hope to get a lefty arm, but this pitch missing low for ball number three, and it's a 3-0 count. Bases loaded, one away, and Wausau trying to get their first run of the game. It's 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the second. Here's the 3-0, and it's there for strike number one. Pruitt, his first time up, he was hit by a pitch, and he was the guy that was caught taking second after the pickoff move from Morales. Now Morales brings up that front foot, fires, and it's just outside for ball number four. Didn't miss by much, but it is going to bring home a run. A bases loaded walk, and that's an RBI for Ryan Pruitt. It's 3-1 Wisconsin Rapids. And the way that Wausau has been batting, it just feels like they're getting the momentum back here, as the first pitch misses inside to Josh McClintock, a 1-0 count to him. McClintock, the third baseman for Wausau, who drew a walk his first time up. 1-0 count, misses low and inside again. 2-0 count. McClintock 1-for-3 in the game yesterday with a walk and two hit by pitches. So he reached base four times, scored twice as Ziggy steps back out to the mound to have a talk with his pitcher. Also Nick Adrian coming up to have a little chat with them as the infield kind of stands still. Drew Thompson over at first, Noah Ruiz at second, Garcia at shortstop, Skinner at third, Guerrero in left field, Clayton in center field, and Kobayashi over in right. And now Ziggy walking back to the dugout as We'll resume the plate appearance from Josh McClintock. And the pitch count of the inning certainly getting up there for Morales. He had 22 pitches in the first inning. He's already at 23 here in the second. So 45 pitches on the game. And the 2-0 count to McClintock is just low for ball number three. So still unable to find that spot. Bases loaded, a 3-0 count with still only one out in the bottom of the second. Rafters up two, but that could change soon. And it will right there. Another pitch missing low, and it's another bases loaded walk. Josh McClintock picks up the RBI on it as Ryan Pruitt moves to second base. Christian Smith Johnson moves to third, and Zach Knowlton comes home to score. And Charlie Longmire at the plate now, trying to tie this game up or take the lead. It's 3-2 Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the second. One away, bases loaded. The left-handed batter takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Longmire's first time up, he drew a four-pitch walk and was stranded at second. Trying to induce another double play would be huge for Morales. But instead, this one is ripped into deep right field. On the run, it's back, caught at the warning track. That should score one run, and it will. And it's a tie game here in the bottom of the second. Sacrifice fly for Charlie Longmire. And it's 3-3 in the bottom of the second. Josh McClintock stays on first base, but Ryan Pruitt moves to third, and Smith Johnson comes home to score. So runners on the corners with two outs for Dylan Schlotterbeck. The first pitch is in there, a throw down to second. They got him, and they're going to see if they can get the runner, but he came home and scored before the tag was put in, so that is a run. Wausau takes the lead. It's 4-3 in the bottom of the second because the tag wasn't put down before the run crossed. It was not a force out, and so it is 4-3 in the end of the second. So a big play there on the caught stealing, and well, at the end of that one, four runs scored on two hits. There were no errors in the frame, and there was nobody left on base. It's 4-3 Wausau. We'll come back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, I'd say it was a pretty successful first inning of action for Carter White. When he came in the second inning, he allowed just the one hit from Jack Guerrero and retired the other three batters. So he's back out to work after just nine pitches in the second, trying to work through the Rafters order again. In the bottom of the second, the Rafters were up 3-0, but that didn't last too long. Four runs came around to score against Alejandro Morales. The last one was on a stolen base attempt at second. And on the throw down to second, the runner comes from third home, and the runner who was between second and first kind of just stayed in the middle, allowing the runner to come home and score, and well, that made it the one-run game that it is. So now, The Rafters down one. It's Ashton Zacher's turn to see what he can do. Left-handed batter. He will watch the first pitch miss away for ball number one. Zacher from the College of Southern Nevada. He drew a walk his last time up, the only plate appearance that he's had so far. Back in the first inning as he swings and misses at this pitch to make it a 1-1 count. Zacher still trying to keep swinging that hop bat. He reached base three times yesterday. Already reached base once today as this one. And count runs to 1-2. Zacher 2-for-4 yesterday with a base on balls. At five plate appearances, scored two runs. Up next on the Rafters lineup is Royce Clayton Jr., followed by Hiroto Kobayashi. The 1-2 misses in the dirt. 2-2 count. I say dirt, but turf infield here. The outfield is grass. You've got about maybe 2 yards or so behind the infield, and then it becomes that grass lip, but that's on the outside edge.